Your next item is the Peninsula MRRPC, change of zone number 1751, the clubhouse.
This is a sketch slash concept plan for the proposed clubhouse at the Peninsula, which is a residential planned community. On August 19th of this year, the county council approved an application to amend the conditions of approval. For the time period of constructing the clubhouse until December 1st of 2016, that was approved with five conditions that were recommended by the commission and altered a little bit by the county council. Provided you a copy of those. And we also provided you a copy of a rendering of the proposed clubhouse, an aerial photo, the proposed clubhouse site plan, the main and lower level floor plans. There was also a resolution from the Peninsula Homeowners Action Committee, and there was a letter indicating that the clubhouse will contain 33,720 gross square feet with 27,920 finished square feet. The developers are estimating that the cost would be between $300 and $340 per square foot, and that they would place a bond with the account with the county in an amount of $14,338,500 should the commission approve the sketch plan.
All right, then. Well, Mr. Johnson, I think it looks pretty snazzy.
It does look pretty snazzy, and for my clarification and perhaps others, are we just voting today about the sketch plan? Or what would their motion be? I mean, it appears as though all the
I think it's a motion to approve as a concept for purposes of bonding. That's really all we're doing today. We're not approving the plan.
Right.
We're approving a concept for the purposes of establishing the bonding amount.
And that's in the first condition.
Beg your pardon?
The first condition says a sketch or concept plan.
Right.
The idea being that without at least something that came back to the county, there wouldn't be really any basis for the determination about the bond and what was going to go forward. Kind of all the issues and the questions that had been going on up to the point where this developer purchased it.
Well, I think the applicant has done precisely what we asked him to do.
That's
absolutely
exactly what we asked him to do.
I wasn't sure exactly what we were.
This is just the first step. I mean, it'll have to go through the normal process. But this allows them to establish their bonding limit, put up the bond, and go on with life, and go ahead and get their design done.
We would still be required to review to the commission the site plan with the agency approval.
Yeah. It's the same process it always is. We just have this extra step because of this special situation.
There are representatives here from both the developer and the homeowners action committee.
Homeowners, are we good?
We're good.
All right.
Good.
Okay.
Very well done, Mr. Schell.
I know these guys are all right. Yeah. You guys over here, the guys on the other side are doing fine.
Could be saying one of them, but we couldn't get close.
Well. I will tell you that you're all to be commended for working together and coming up with something that protects the current homeowners and the future homeowners as well. So I have no issues at all, gentlemen.
And, Council, what will be your suggested wording of that motion?
I think you just approved the sketch plan submitted with the letter dated October 17th, 2014 as a concept for purposes of establishing the bond amount as required.
So moved.
There you go.
Second.
Well stated, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.
You get that, Shane?
It's been moved and seconded to approve for the purposes of establishing the bond amount, the concept plan for the clubhouse or the Peninsula or MRRPC change of zone number 1751. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.